This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that India's dependence on foreign countries remains one of its biggest enemies. He said it is high time that India stands before the world as a self-reliant nation to realize the vision of a developed India by 2047. The Prime Minister was addressing the Samudra Se Samriddhi program in Bhavnagar today.
देश के विकास के संकल्प को हम दूसरों की निर्भरता पर नहीं छोड़ सकते, हम भावी पीढ़ी के भविष्य को दांव पर नहीं लगा सकते और इसलिए भाइयों बहनों, 100 दुखों की एक ही दवाई है और वो है आत्मनिर्भर भारत। लेकिन इसके लिए हमें चुनौतियों से टकराना होगा, हमें दूसरे देशों पर अपनी निर्भरता लगातार कम करते जाना होगा।
Unveiling his government's vision to make India a maritime superpower, Prime Minister Modi said the country aims to triple its share in global maritime trade by 2047. He said for global peace, stability and prosperity, the world's most populous country must become self-reliant. During the program, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple projects worth over 32,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also inaugurated Mumbai International Cruise Terminal, along with several major maritime projects valued at more than 7,800 crore rupees. Union Minister for Finance Nirmala Sitharaman has said that GST slabs were reformed for the benefit of the citizens of the country. Addressing the centenary celebrations of the Matchsticks and Fireworks Manufacturing Associations at Kovilpatti, Tuticorin today, she said the government was working with a long-term vision of Viksit Bharat in 2047. She asserted that the government would render all assistance for the benefit of the fireworks and matchsticks manufacturers. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated Malayalam actor Mohanlal on being selected for the Dadasaheb Phalke Award. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the award is a befitting honour for the invaluable contributions that Mr. Mohanlal has made to Indian cinema, elevating the stature, craft of filmmaking to a whole new level. The Home Minister wished that this honour pave the path of inspiration for artists and encourage the film fraternity in Kerala to innovate even more. Ministry of External Affairs has said that the full implications of the measure related to the proposed restrictions on the US H-1B visa program are being studied by all concerned, including Indian industry. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal has said that industry in both India and the US had a stake in innovation and creativity and can be expected to consult on the best path forward. He mentioned that this measure is likely to have humanitarian consequences by way of disruption caused for families, and the government of India hopes that these disruptions be addressed suitably by the US authorities. Mr. Jaiswal further added that skilled talent mobility and exchanges have contributed enormously to technology development, innovation, economic growth, competitiveness and wealth creation in both the United States and India. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal will be visiting the United States with a delegation on Monday. The ministry in a statement said that the delegation plans to take forward the discussions with a view to achieving an early conclusion of a mutually beneficial trade agreement. The ministry added that during the last visit of the team of officials from the Office of the United States Trade Representative to India on 16 September, positive discussions were held on various aspects of the trade deal and it was decided to intensify efforts in this regard. In women's cricket, Australia defeated India by 43 runs in the third and final ODI at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi tonight. With this victory, the visitors won the series 2-1. Chasing a target of 413 runs, India were all out for 369 in 47 overs. Australia were all out for 412 in 47.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.